Oh, hey, would you look at that? It's time for me to do this again. My once per season podcast that I do to get 4 TPE because this is one of the easiest options for championship week. How predictable, how predictable. All right. The first prompt here that the wonderful hot dog has cooked up in his hot dog water for us to talk about is the highlights of the S53 season, and then in parentheses, on or off the ice, end parentheses. I'm going to be honest, I kind of, after the way last year's postseason went down. Like it was us in the final against Manhattan, and I was like just so emotionally invested. Like I was like I wasn't sleeping. I was staying up to like 6, 7 in the morning to watch the sim results come in, and then if we'd lose a game, like I hadn't slept in like 18 hours, and then I was going into like Simon T and like messing with stuff and just looking at random things and messaging back and forth with Grape, and honestly, like it really messed me up, like mentally and emotionally, to be honest with you. Like I was really unhealthy for like for not like a month, but like I don't know, a few weeks there, like 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, just dealing with the residual effects of barely sleeping and like taking on the emotional burden of losing a simulated hockey playoff series. And then I kind of felt like after the transition to Franchise Hockey Manager, like there was a part of me that had already like shut down because of last season. And after we had, you know, helped our players build the player that they wanted to build and set our tactics and worked our lines in a way that I thought was going to be for the best for us, which, you know, clearly I was mistaken about given the way our season ended. I mean, we didn't make the playoffs, and like I almost sat there afterwards, and I was just like, what did I even put all this time and effort into? Like, what was the purpose of any of this? What have I accomplished? What did I like benefit from putting my time into this? Because like I've been, you know, I have other endeavors outside the SHL. Like, if I took the same amount of time that I invested into making the tactics for the team, and I put it into like learning a language or writing a novel or writing a movie or making music, learning how to play an instrument, like how much more would I have accomplished in that time? That's something that I like really was questioning. And then the things came out about New Orleans, and like that's water under the bridge at this point, obviously, and I've already like given my opinion on the forum about it. But I don't know, just there were a lot of points during the season where I kind of felt like I was just coasting, and I kind of felt like I just didn't really know what I was doing or why I was doing it or what the point of me continuing to do it was, which probably isn't the greatest mindset for a general manager to have, right? Like, because you know, anything I do impacts the team, and like I you know, as much as it's a whole team effort, I go in and I was doing our tactics for the most part, and it's like I'm also a factor. You know, you plug in all the inputs of every player we have, and those are all inputs. And then the result in a single game, a single period, the season, those are all outcomes, but all the inputs go through the vector of me and the tactics and the line combinations that I do. And in that regard, I failed, and I, you know, the whole concept, like how I've been feeling, just coasting through the season and barely really being able to pay attention or put any time and effort into the SHL, like emotionally or mentally, especially with things that have been going on. And not necessarily COVID, like I already work from home. I've worked from home for years now. Like, I never leave my house. Like, I maybe leave my house like 3 or 4 times every 2 weeks. But like now that I don't have the option to, it's like more depressing. And like I'm more wanting to or wishing that I was able to leave, even though on a regular day I wouldn't and I would have no desire to, and that's been weighing on me too. And I've been feeling like, oh, it's been hard to keep up with everything here. And I'm hoping that as we get out of this off season and like I can hopefully get over the disappointment of losing in the finals and then not even making the playoffs, that I can hopefully like recover mentally and emotionally and like get prepared for next season. Anyway, that was fucking depressing and a waste of 6 minutes. S53 playoff roundup. As soon as we were eliminated, I stopped paying attention to the playoffs. I couldn't tell you which teams were in them, and I couldn't tell you who won each round except for that Hamilton won the cup. Like, that's literally. I've had GM chat muted for like a month now. I don't know what the fuck's going on. That's fucking awful. S53 Challenge Cup Finals breakdown. As stated previously, I don't know what happened. I don't know how many games it took for Hamilton to win. I couldn't tell you the final score of a single game. I couldn't tell you when they were streamed. Gabe and, to a lesser extent, Golden Apricot, because fuck that guy, are in Anchorage with me. And, everyone has their opinion on Hamilton. I have my opinion on Hamilton, but, Gabe is my best friend on the site, probably. I don't know if he feels the same way, but, like, I'm happy for him, and especially that he got into a co-GM role over there this season, and then immediately afterwards won the cup. That's pretty cool for him. That's exactly what I'd hoped had happened, and he's basically living my dream. I was hoping that I could go into San Francisco and win a cup, but it's looking like that's not going to happen with me being in any position of management, so I don't know. Season 54 predictions. I don't know. I'd like to tell you that San Francisco would be at the top, and there's part of me that thinks we could do it. We had a deal in place for Jenny and J-Pox, Claudier and Nolan Sawchuk, and then Tampa Bay leveraged our deal to New Orleans, and Joe took Jenny out from under us and fucked us on that, to be honest. And so like our off season kind of got fucked up. And if we could have got both those guys, I would say we would be one or two in our division. But now that we're gonna have neither, I really don't know. I can't tell you what the prediction is for San Francisco or even the rest of the league. Hamilton probably will be in there again. New England and Edmonton. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't really been paying attention. Anyway, there's 8.5 minutes. I only had to do 7. And this is probably going to get to 9 before I ever actually hit the stop button here. So I've gone 2 minutes over, even if most of what I'm talking about hasn't really been on topic. But I'm pretty sure nobody even listens to these things anyways. They just skip around, make sure there's actually talking and not white noise the whole time. So, can't wait until I do this again next year.